I do dumb stuff. Anybody else do dumb stuff? Who was raised by, whose car raised by wolves in the, who was raised, you raised by wolves? Of course, you're telling the story later, right? I was raised by wolves in Philadelphia. Yeah, we were the kind of family that was a climb every mountain family, but it was because we thought the scratch offs and the unemployment office was up there. Anything was possible if you marinate booze on the top of like bonkers type things. So that's how I've always lived my life. And the three things that I've always loved most in my life are my wife who's in the back. Give it up for my wife right here. Right? Hates it. Not happy about that at all. Today's our fourth anniversary. Today's our fourth anniversary, right? I get married late in life, but I used to get engaged a lot, so it's made up for me. Scintillating. It really was scintillating. Twice at Fells Point Festival. Anyway, I love my wife, I love traveling, and I love soccer. Anybody like soccer in here? Right? It's the deal. Hey, Joe, Saturday I'm going to be in Guatemala for a doubleheader. $280. Go see the world. Go see everything you can, right? It's the greatest planet we got until we're going to ruin it because we know that's going to happen. But anyway, sorry, get off my soapbox. So I do stupid stuff, right? And I've traveled around the world trying to stay away from my family because they do stupid stuff too, right? And they do 23andMe. Did that when we got our results back, they wouldn't let us have the results until we agreed to see a therapist too. All right, so every time I could get away from Philadelphia, I would just run away from Philadelphia, right? Which is funny because in 2000, I hated Philadelphia, and I was like, I'm going to go see what the world has to offer me. And I made it all the way to Baltimore and never left. And I got to be honest with you, unless I get FU money, I'm not leaving. I love Baltimore. It's amazing, right? It is. It really is. Even up here is great. I'm never going back to Philadelphia. Anyway, but I have that Philadelphia baked into me, all that wackiness, right? And all that wackiness from my family. So what I do is I try to go around the world and see what nonsense I can create, what kind of stuff I can get into. And one of the things I did is my girlfriend at the time was going to St. Joe's, and she was studying abroad. And I had already been thrown out of my fourth college, so I had nothing to do that semester. And I moved to London with her to study abroad. But I'm such a soccer fanatic that what I did is I wanted to get a tryout for a professional club, right? Like, here's the deal. I'm a competent soccer player. I got a scholarship until they took it away from me, that kind of stuff, right? Like, I was the kind of guy that could... I would show up no matter how drunk I was. That's the kind of player I was, type thing. That's the kind of guy I was. But so we moved to London, and what I do is I start sending all these clubs letters telling them I'm Michael Quinlan, the All-American from Indiana University. Now, here's the deal. 2 years earlier, Michael Quinlan did win the All-American from Indiana University. It wasn't this Michael Quinlan, right? I was impersonating another person. Everybody turned me down. Nobody would accept me for anything except this one club out by Heathrow called Slough Town Football Club. They finally said, after sending them like 9 letters and calling and calling and calling, they're like, mate, come down. We'll have a talk with you. They say, we got a reserve match. We'd like to chat with you before that. We'll sit in the stands. We'll have a good time and chat, right? Well, I get there, and what ends up happening, half the team had to go and play for the first team, right? So that means there's two different teams. I'm on the very level, at the very bottom. I'm not even supposed to play. I'm just supposed to go down there and bullshit with these people. Oh, sorry, Jessica. I get there, 5 guys get hurt, 5 guys have to go to the first team, and they're like, dude, you got to put a uniform on just in case. Just in case, right? Here's the deal. The one thing English people hate about America more than 1776 is when we think we know what the hell we're doing on a football pitch, right? Oh, and I told them I was an All-American, and I showed them the article from Soccer America that said I was an All-American. Yeah, right? Oh, I get there, and I got the uniform on, and I'm watching these guys, and this is the 7th division. It's not even the top. It's the 7th division. And I'm like, oh, my God. They are so fast. They're passing the ball to me in the warm-up, and it's bouncing off me and going out of bounds. And I'm just like, oh, thank God I'm not going to have to play. Thank God I'm not going to be discovered. What ends up happening during the warm-ups, 2 other guys get hurt. And he goes, All-American, you're in, right? Game starts. Within 3 minutes, 2 goals have been scored against us, and both were my fault. One was an own goal that I put in off my own face. Right? And they figured me out. The English guys have figured me out. But here's the deal. There's nobody that they can sub in for me. This is a 90-minute game. I'm 3 minutes into a 90-minute game. By halftime, it was 4-0. All 4 goals were my fault. I put another ball in off of my face. 2 own goals off of my face, right? We get to halftime. Nobody will talk to me. And good. Good. Nobody. I don't want anybody to talk to me. Because I know I have 45 minutes of nonsense, right? And the manager, he knows that I lied to him. And what they didn't realize is I showed him the article again. He pulled the article out. The name was spelled different. It was Michael Quinlan, but it was Quinlan. Mine's Quindlen. So that's their fault. They should have done better, right? They should have done better checking. It was before Google, so we'll give them that, all right? Second half starts. Another goal goes in, like 5 minutes in. My fault, right? My fault. Another goal goes in. 6 goals. My fault. All of them are my fault. They beat the matzo balls off me, people. Left and right. Anytime they would put, it's called going through. Oh, it was terrible. It was the most horrible, horrible, embarrassing experience in my life, right? 2 minutes before the end of the game, we get a penalty kick. My team gets a penalty kick. And the gaffer, the manager, goes, All-American, you're taking it. You're taking it, All-American. And they all hate me. They can't stand me at the point. So I'm like, okay, Mike, you can do this. Just go up, you close your eyes, you hit the ball as hard as you can with your knee over it, and it's whatever happens, happens, right? I go up, I take a shot, it goes 40 yards over the net. 40 yards over the net, dude. 6 goals, my fault. I blew the penalty kick at the end, right? Game ends. And what you do at that point is I just grabbed all the corner flags and I took them over to the... I felt so bad. I was such a... Oh, it was terrible. Took all the corner flags over to the groundskeeper and I ran back to the locker room and I got my clothes on. And I ran to the tube stop so I could get home and not tell anybody about this embarrassing story, right? Here's what I forgot. That I gave the manager my passport before I got there and it was locked in the club's safe in the locker room. I had to come back to the locker room where everybody hated me that I had ran out of to ask them to let me go home. Right? And I walk in, I bust the door open, and they see me, and they just started going, USA! 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 And that's the one that got away from me, people. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much.